Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners are warned that the following podcast program may contain stories, names and voices of deceased persons.
This is Outback Out Loud.
People and stories from Outback New South Wales.
The stars. We have all the stars.
They're not really simple things, they're just pretty amazing.
I reckon it's the most enticing culture that you could ever learn.
Having a yarn. Good to have a yarn. And I like talking, so.
This is Outback Out Loud, Brewarrina.
Check out these stories from the Brewarrina community members.
Outback Out Loud!
That's what I like.
The people here are just so lovely and so friendly and so kind.
The big brief fish, just that it's a small town and you know everybody and you just feel comfortable in the place.
I love the outback, I love the quietness. I love the people, I love the laid-backness. There's lots that I love.
Number one is the community. Everyone's just been so great to us and welcoming.
Yeah, it's probably a bit of a cliche answer in small country towns, but it's true.
I like everything. I like the fish.
The stars. Gotta be the stars. It's amazing. We have the best sunrise and best sunset. I don't care where you live in Australia. I reckon we have the most amazing colours and the stars. We have all the stars.
Yamagura, my name's Lily Shearer. I'm a proud citizen of the Murawara Republic and Nambar Nations. We are at the Cultural Museum in Brewarrina. I'm here with my good friend Trish Frail.
Thanks, Lily. I'll be interviewing you. I've just got a few questions to ask you in regards to the festival. So first off, Lily, where did the name come from?
Oh, Bayami's Nunu.
Yeah.
Bayami being our creator. Created all our land formations, all our plants, vegetation, trees. And then they created the animals and the fish and the creatures of the land that we came from. Like Nimba people, we're Sangoina people. Our football team are Gugars. Everything is Gugars. Nungu or Nunu is Nimba language for fish traps. And eight nations gathered on the on these sacred ground. And they didn't all speak this one language, and that fascinates me. Mm. How did they communicate? Mm. We have trouble with the English language these days. Well, I do. English is my second language, although I don't speak fluent Nimba or Murawari. I'm really interested in how our ancestors gathered on this place, how they communicated, how they worked to create the fish traps, because that's scientific, that's geology, that's engineering. And they lived at one with the land. So that's why I wanted to call it Bayami's Nunu Festival.
What a great, great name, and I'm sure that the whole community agrees with you with, you know, a fascinating name. What made you start the festival?
I was home in Brewarrina living, and I was caring for three of my grandchildren, and during the day when they were at school, I was really bored, and so I walked around and I talked to people, and, you know, we talked about the absence of the Festival of the Fisheries. We talked about the bad state the Nunu, the fish traps, are in. And if that community is unhealthy, then, of course, we as people are unhealthy. So, again, I talked to people and told them what the festival was, because they were expecting it to be like the old police and firemen's picnic days or the Festival of the Fisheries with egg and spoon races and sack races. I said, oh, no, I've grown up since then. And I really want to do a festival that incorporates our culture.
And that's the water fountain, so we just keep on going.
Yes, that's beautiful in the background. That'll with the water starting here in the museum, I think that's a sign from the ancestors that it was a good thing.
How many years now has the festival been running?
The company I co-founded with Dr. Lisa Marie Siren and Fred Copperwaite, Mughalam Performing Arts. Mughalam is a Ewing Bunjalung word that means to play or fool around. We've been running this festival now in partnership with the Brewarrina Aboriginal Cultural Museum since 2015.
7 years since you've been going.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I've got to give a shout out to the wonderful Belinda Boney, who's been our project coordinator for Biami's Nunu Festival this year as we start the handover of the festival to the community of Brewarrina and hopefully continue it under the with the Cultural Museum.
Oh, that is so fantastic. It's really good for the economy of the town that another person actually gets employment, and especially we've got a local Koori person. That is just so fantastic. So well done.
And I suppose the only thing I'd like to add to that too is that Biami's Nunu Festival is inclusive of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's just first people led, first people's first, mm-hmm. empowering our people to tell our stories, mm-hmm. our ways. Nothing about us without us, as yeah. Dr. Lisa Marie Siren would say.
That's a really good little statement, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very, very much, Lily. We actually learned a lot today, so...
Thank you, Trish.
The amazing Biami's Nunu Festival is held every year in Bree.
Vivian is the Deputy Mayor of Brewarrina. She grew up on a farm just out of town.
Well, we're at Brewarrina RSL in the Chinese restaurant. And I can smell the distinct flavour of Chinese food being cooked. Most nights it's the only place that serves food except a bit of takeaway. So yeah, it's fairly popular. I lived out on a property called Charlton, which is out on the Bogan River about 30 k's sort of south of Brewarrina. That's where I was brought up, and sort of I can remember coming to town on a windy dirt road through paddocks, opening gates and things. We also had a train line then, so a lot of our groceries and our bread and things like that used to come out on the train, so you didn't come to town to do your shopping quite so much. Everything was sort of, you'd buy it in bulk, and we had a storeroom because it was a station, and so we had a, you know, big bags of flour and sugar, and we had a cook. My father managed Charlton, so it was quite different. My schooling started off at Charlton with correspondence with the old Blackfriars. Used to get my schooling in a brown packet, and Mum taught me. I hadn't really thought about how we got some of that stuff, but I do know on the train the bread had come out from Bree because we used to have a baker. And if you weren't up to at the Charlton siding in time, the crows would pick through the brown paper and pick all the soft bit out of bread. So, yeah, that was a bit of a blow with the fresh bread. Yeah, life was pretty good fun out there then.
Local Bree movie star Mei Mei talks with Lily about the Yes I Can program and walking the red carpet in Sydney.
And I done that Yes I Can program.
Couldn't read properly. And I got, yeah, got my license.
So is the Yes I Can program an Australian program?
No, it was from Cuba. Because the teacher come from Cuba.
So it's a South American program?
Yeah. Which was good. But should have kept it going. And those days, I was very, very proud of all them elders in that class. Yeah.
And the big thing that came out of that, besides learning how to read and write, which is really important for our people, was, in my own words, can you tell us about what that is? What is in my own words?
Oh, yes, the movie. I wasn't going to do that first. They come to my house. And I said, nah, I don't want to think that. Then they come again. I said, I told you I don't do it. Then they come again. I said, oh, bugger, let's go. Yeah, and I liked it.
Yeah, we travelled to Sydney too. Down to see the show.
Because so in my own words, was a documentary on the Yes I Can program, yeah. Which you were a star of.
Yeah. Because that school, I was a shy person, you know, very shy. I wouldn't speak or nothing. So I'd be on the wall, front door. But now I've got a lot to say.
That's good. Because what you say is important. Then I saw you walking the red carpet at the Sydney Film Festival. At the George Street Cinema.
Yeah, they all come to me. I said, no, they fellas in the movie too. They all come and shook my hand and cuddle me. Yeah, it was weird.
Erica Glynn was the director of In My Own Words. How long did she stay in town?
She's back and forth, eh?
Because I saw you smooching with her brother.
Yes, I met him at the club there. Yeah.
And what's her brother's name?
I forgot.
Oh, his name's just Warwick Thornton. Famous director, film director in Australia. Directed Samson and Delilah.
Oh, yeah. Any?
Yeah, at the after
That's
party.
A silly show, Samson and Delilah. They don't even talk.
That's the beauty about blackfellas. We don't have to talk to communicate.
Four and a half years ago, I was living in Canterbury in Sydney, and I was not happy. I was cranky and cross. I had a very hard job working with lots of children, and I wanted to change. So I found the job at Wilmaringal. I didn't even know where Wilmaringal was. I knew where Brewarrina was. I'd been to Brewarrina before, but I didn't know where Wilmaringal was. So I looked it up on the map. And I applied for the job. And they said, yes, please, we'd like you to come to Wilmaringal. I turned off at the Gaduga turn-off at Jobsgate Road. And I thought, oh, my goodness, what have I done? There's nothing. As far as I can see, there were lots of kangaroos. There was lots and lots of dirt. But there wasn't even hardly any trees and certainly no green grass. I thought, I've gone crazy. And I was in my little car. Now, in those days, my little car was a little red Suzuki Swift, little tiny car, and I'm driving along the road. And finally, I crossed the first bridge and the second bridge, and I got to the Wilmaringal Bridge. And when I got to the bridge, I did something I don't usually do. I stopped the car on the bridge, I wound the windows down, and I sat there, and I took a big, deep breath. And I could smell something I've never smelled before. I don't know what it is now. It was the gidgee. It was the gidgee wood. And it had a funny smell. It's almost a bit stinky. And there was wattle out in bloom because it was summertime. And the river was dry. And I went across the bridge. And I could see a little township on the left-hand side. And then I could see on the other side the school. And as I came across the bridge, I stopped. And I actually pulled my car over on the side of the road and I got out and had a really weird feeling. It was like as if a ghost or a spirit had come to welcome me. And all of a sudden I felt like a great big hug and I got all teary. My eyes were all full of tears and I felt like I was coming home. Now that's a very funny feeling. And I know now that I know lots of Aboriginal people, they talk about walking on country and they say that when they're walking on country, that's how it feels like coming home. Well, to me, it felt like going home to visit my mum. You know when you've been away and you haven't seen your mum for a while and when you go home, it always feels like there's a big hug there for you. Even if your mum's not home, it's like the house is giving you a hug. Well, this was like the ancestors were giving me a hug and making me really welcome in Wilmaringal. It was pretty scary for the first little bit. Because I didn't really know anyone. And there was a little boy there that I met on the first day of school who was wild as, climbing on everything, jumping over things. He cut the top off a teacher's finger that day. There was so much blood. And all the kids were there and they were so cheeky, but they were so kind and they were so lovely. And then I met all the mums and dads and aunties and uncles and nans. And I realised that Wilmaringal was a very special place. Wilmeringal means old man saltbush, and you can see the saltbush everywhere around Wilmeringal, and you can smell it. It tastes really yummy and salty. It's absolutely delicious. So I decided to make Wilmeringal my home. I came for 3 months and I've been here for 4.5 years nearly. But it's a very, very special place and I love living there.
Lisa is the principal of Wilmeringal Public School. She's not leaving anytime soon.
Thanks for listening to Outback Out Loud.
We'll see you in Brewarrina.
We acknowledge and celebrate the first Australians on whose traditional lands we meet and work, and whose cultures are among the oldest continuing cultures in human history.
Please like, subscribe, rate us and write a review. The Outback Out Loud podcast was designed and produced by Signal Creative and is a collaboration between Signal Creative and Outback Arts. You can find Signal Creative at signalcreative.net and Outback Arts at outbackarts.com.au, and you can find both of us on Facebook and Instagram. These episodes are the result of recordings and interviews collected by Signal Creative and community participants. Over 100 recordings were made. Audio production, sound and music design by Emma Hoy. Community liaison, research and editing by Caroline Wallace.